Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. During the next half hour, we're featuring all number one songs from 1969 through 1975, one song for each year. This half hour, we'll hear from the originals, the Jackson 5, The Undisputed Truth, Michael Jackson, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Eddie Kendricks, and the Commodores. Well, coming up, the biggest hit the originals ever had, Baby, I'm For Real. Well, the originals were formed in 1966, and the group originally consisted of bass singer Freddie Gorman, who was also, by the way, one of the writers of the Marvelettes, Beatles, and Carpenters hit Please Mr. Postman, baritone in the group's fall under Walter Gaines, and tenor C.P. Spencer and Hank Dixon. Well, C.P. Spencer was also one of the original members of the Spinners. The group found modest success in the latter half of the 1960s, often working as backup singers for recordings from artists such as Jimmy Ruffin, who was featured on What's Become of the Broken Hearted, Stevie Wonder's For Once in My Life, and David Ruffin's My Whole World Ended. The originals found their biggest success under the guidance of Marvin Gaye, who co-wrote and produced two of the group's biggest singles, Baby I'm For Real, which we're about to hear, and The Bells. Here are the originals, Baby I'm For Real, right here on Motown.
1969.
Baby, baby, you don't understand how much I love you, baby, and how much I wanna be your only man. Oh, baby. Baby, 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 you don't have to go. Stay a little while longer, baby. I wanna talk to you just a little more.
I see the little tears in your eyes about to fall. You are wondering if I'm for real.
But if you cry, I wonder why you cry. I tell you, no lie, this is how I feel.
With Tom Fallon.
1970.
Oh, my God.
great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. 1971.
Of the evil that lurks within. Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof.
Motown Memory from the Undisputed Truth, Smiling Faces Sometimes. That reached number one on the rhythm and blues charts from 1971. Before that, from 1970, a song reaching number one on both the pops and the rhythm and blues charts, ABC, the Jackson 5. And we start with the originals, Baby I'm For Real, number one on the rhythm and blues charts in the United States from 1969. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're featuring all number one songs for the balance of this hour. We started with 1969 this half hour, and now we're up to 1972 with the number one song on the rhythm and blues charts in the United States from Michael Jackson, Rockin' Robin. Well, Rockin' Robin was a song written by Leon Rene under the pseudonym Jimmy Thomas, and it was originally recorded by Bobby Day in 1958. It was Day's only hit single, becoming a number two hit on the United States pop charts. Well, Michael Jackson recorded and released a cover version of Rockin' Robin in 1972, and it was taken from his first solo album called Got to Be There. It was the biggest hit from the album, reaching number one on the rhythm and blues charts and number two on the U.S. Billboard charts. The flip side of this great song was Love Is Here and Now You're Gone, which was a great song by the Supremes. The song was released on February 17, 1972. Well, here is Michael Jackson and Rockin' Robin, right here on Motown.
1972.
Rock.
of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
1973.
Gladys Knight and the Pips with a great song, Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye. They reached number one on the pop and the rhythm and blues charts from the featured year of 1973. Before that, a number one from 72, Rockin' Robin by Michael Jackson. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we started featuring a number one song from 1960, and we're all the way up to 1974. Coming up, a number one song on the rhythm and blues charts from 1974, Boogie Down with Eddie Kendricks. Well, Eddie was a key member of the Temptations, and he was responsible for creating most of the group's vocal arrangements. And he also served as wardrobe manager, including the now-famous purple suits the group wore for one performance. His favorite food was cornbread, and as a result, he was nicknamed Cornbread, or Corn for short, by his group mates. Kendricks remained with the group through the rest of the decade, but a number of issues began to push him away from the Temptations in the late 1960s and early 1970s. He was uncomfortable with singing the psychedelic style that Norman Whitfield, the producer of the Temptations at this point, was now crafting for the group, as opposed to the romantic ballads they had sung under the direction of Smokey Robinson. He also didn't have a very good relationship with Motown founder Berry Gordy. He was quoted as saying that Berry Gordy is a man I don't know. I only met him about three times, but I know he didn't particularly care for me. Well, Eddie quit the Temptations in May of 1971 and signed a solo deal, but many of his problems with Motown would reoccur. His solo career began solely, and he endured 2 years of singles that missed the top 40 mark, while the Temptations continued with their string of great hits. His breakthrough song, Keep on Truckin', reached number one on the pop and rhythm and blues charts in 1973, and this song followed up with a number two song on the pop charts and number one on the U.S. rhythm and blues charts. Well, here is Eddie Kendricks' Boogie Down, right here on Motown Memories. 1974.
Continue with Tom Fowler. must expect. I'm getting the crowd when it's wet.
Hour has flown by. We featured a number one song each year from 1960 through 1975. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.